This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I'm listening to Bizzy.
Nothing, man. But thank you very much. But we're still broadcasting live from MET Student Center for day one of the second regional traditional medicine symposium that is held today. And also, it's going to be continuing also tomorrow. So there is a lot to get. There is a lot to look forward to, actually. But yes, I have right now with me a guest who was also presenting. And the most fun part is she just recently got her master's in biomedical sciences. So before I welcome you, how does that feel?
You know, when they say, Mama, I made it, that is honestly the best feeling. It was a long road. There were a lot of hesitations in between, but nothing beats feeling of getting that confirmation email.
And that must be amazing. I'm also looking forward now, so I'm hoping to study up to that level. But just in case for our listeners who don't know, right now I am here with Unonhlanhla Wakamhlongo. You were also presenting today. So maybe if you could tell us, maybe briefly explain to us what your presentation was about.
All right. So my presentation was on evaluating the physical, chemical, and antimicrobial properties of clays, itabu, and ubovu on common agri pathogens. This is because the clays, itabu, and ubovu we commonly use on our skins. So from a scientific point of view, we wanted to know what is it exactly about this that we can use, and how can we use it to further maybe find the other solutions for other skin conditions in addition to the acne. Our study found that although there were no antimicrobial properties, the clay is still good to use on the skin because of its good pH, its oil absorption capacity, which makes your skin nice and matte, and also because of the drying effect, it still manages the condition. So although it does not stop the bacteria, but it makes a condition that won't allow the bacteria to grow in the first place. That's why with the people that use it, you find that the smooth skin that's so fine, it's because of that. And we're trying to find what other ways we can use these clays to enhance their properties better.
Oh, that is amazing. Now, interesting part is, when you're using this clay, do you have to use it maybe with other ingredients, or you can use it just on its own?
That's the beautiful part of the clays, that it's actually used on its own. So the only thing that is a solution is you just make a paste with water, and then you apply it on its face. The other important property of clay that I hadn't mentioned is that it also has sun protection factor, which helps with protecting against your skin and anti-aging. Now, with our African skin, that's why it doesn't add on to that beauty.
Oh, that is amazing. Now, I can see from your skin, which maybe you are using it because you're looking very fresh. But yes, thank you very much for joining us. We're not going to keep you very long, but thank you very much. And we wish you the best. And also, congratulations again on your master's. Yes, so that was Miss Unonhlanhla Wakamhlongo joining us live on MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.